So to be a school counselor in Texas, you have to have a master's degree. Does your bill require chaplains to have a master's degree?
No.
To be a school counselor in Texas, you have to teach in a classroom for 2 years. Does your bill require a chaplain to teach in a classroom for 2 years?
No, sir.
Does your bill specify any qualifications for chaplains serving in our schools?
I don't think there's any specific qualifications. I trust our school districts to spell out what qualifications they would require make those decisions.
Does your bill define what a chaplain is?
I believe it does. Does the bill? I'm looking at it. I mean, it's chaplains are defined in many areas of our government. They serve in our armed forces. They serve in TDCJ, Health and Human Services. There's a lot of places that they serve, and they have specific training as to not force religion on people, but to be good listeners, good support people. And so,
I'm glad Representative Heffner, you brought that up. Is it correct that the Senate stripped our House amendment requiring that any chaplains in our schools come from an organization endorsed by the Department of Defense, the TDCJ, or the Federal Bureau of Prisons?
It is accurate to say that they stripped that amendment,
so
which
now,
we accepted, and then you voted against the bill after we accepted your amendment.
So now anyone could call themselves a chaplain and provide these services in our schools?
Do what now?
So now that that amendment has been stripped, anyone could call themselves a chaplain and provide these services in our schools?
I mean, I'm not advised on how that would be defined.
Representative Heffner, are you aware that there are internet services that will ordain a chaplain with just 40 hours of online training?
I'm not advised.
I offered an amendment to the original bill to require these school chaplains to respect the free exercise of religion, and you refused to accept that amendment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I offered an amendment to require chaplains to respect the diversity of a school community, and you refuse to accept that amendment, is that correct?
Because they are already trained to do such things.
Trained by whom? Sorry, Representative.
Trained by the organizations that certify them as chaplains or
does that include
recognize
these
them as chaplains.
Does that include these internet
I'm not advised
services?
The details on that.
Okay, so we may be allowing chaplains who are not trained to do these things under the current language of the bill.
If the local school district choose to do so, they can make those decisions themselves.
I offered an amendment to require parental consent before children can meet with a chaplain, and you refused to accept that amendment. Is that correct?
I don't recall all the details of that day.
Okay.
It's been a few days.
So
late nights.
We've discussed the National School Chaplain Association. Do you remember that conversation?
I do not remember. I don't recall.
The National School Chaplain Association testified in favor of the bill, both in the House and the Senate. Have they helped you with this bill at all?
I don't recall. I had input from a lot of different people.
Are you aware that the stated purpose of this organization is to, quote, enhance God's presence by infiltrating the system?
I'm not advised.
Do you think we should encourage the infiltration of our public schools?
You want to know what I really think, Mr. Tallarico? I think it's preposterous that members in here will defend the acts of certain inappropriate drag shows in our schools and inappropriate material in our libraries, and then
Mr. Heffner,
and then
combine
have
your comments.
The audacity to say that this is a problem.
I don't know what drag shows have to do with this bill, but I want to ask you about this organization, the National School Chaplain Association. Do you know Rocky Malloy? He's their CEO, testified in favor of the bill in the House and the Senate.
I've met Rocky.
So you have met with Rocky Malloy?
I've met him before.
Has he worked on this bill at all?
They provided some input.
So are you aware that Rocky Malloy has said chaplains are not professional counselors, children don't need professional counseling, they just need to be heard?
I'm not familiar with that.
He said he has a phone app that gives instructions on how to pray with students who are suicidal. Do you believe that the answer to kids who are suicidal is for them to pray and not get professional
mental
health counseling?
That has nothing to do with this bill.
Rocky Malloy has stated he wants chaplains going in to teachers' classrooms and reviewing every single book available to students. Do you, as the bill author, want chaplains censoring or banning books in libraries or classrooms? No. Are you familiar that Rocky Malloy describes himself as a former drug-smuggling pirate saved by divine intervention?
I'm not aware.
And he's admitted to being convicted of international drug trafficking?
I'm not advised.
The gentleman's time has expired.